Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. I'm Lisa with Investor Relations Department of China Telecom Corporation Limited. Here, on behalf of the company, I would like to welcome everyone to our 2012 annual result announcement presentation. This presentation will be conducted in Chinese with simultaneous interpretation. The Q&A session will be hosted by moderator and over with consecutive interpretation. Please be reminded to switch your mobile phone. First of all, I would like to introduce the company's management present today. Mr. Wang Xiaochu, Chairman and CEO. Mr. Yang Zhe, President and COO. Madam Wu Andi, Executive Vice President and CFO. Thank you for joining us today. I hope the presentation will be helpful to you. Now, let's welcome our Chairman Wang to present the company performance in 2012. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very pleased to meet you all and to introduce the company performance in 2012. Today's presentation will be divided into three sections. First, I will talk about the company overall performance. This will be followed by the President Yang and Madam Wu, who will present our business overview and our financial performance respectively. In 2012, the company achievement are highlighted as follows. First, we achieved a robust business growth, which optimized the revenue structure and drove double-digit revenue growth, surpassing industry average. Second, 3G traction fostered mobile scale development and industry-leading revenue growth, which enhanced customer value. Third, we accelerated fiber deployment to boost broadband development and strengthen high bandwidth and high quality edges, which further reinforce our core competence and competitive advantages. Last, the company timely completed mobile network acquisition to enhance future profitability. In 2012, the operation of the company progressed as planned and continued the satisfactory revenue growth momentum. Our operating revenue were 283.1 billion, up by 15.5% year-over-year. Excluding revenue from mobile terminal sales, operating revenue were 258.3 billion, an increase of 11.8%. EBITDA before leasing fee was 96.4 billion, while EBITDA margin was 37.3%. Net profit was 14.9 billion, down by 9.5% year-over-year. The decline in net profit was mainly attributable to the company's appropriate increase in marketing initiatives for launching iPhone to break through the high-end market and enhance revenue growth. Despite short-term pressure on profitability, it is expected to significantly enhance our long-term sustainable growth and value. In 2012, the company deepened strategic transformation and registered double-digit growth in operating revenues, exceeding the industry average. The company sustained the good momentum, and revenue structure was further optimized. The proportion of revenue from the growth businesses significantly increased and accounted for 85% of the operating revenues, driving strong growth momentum. The operating risk of the company was effectively alleviated as the proportion of the wireline voice revenue further reduced to 15%. In 2012, our mobile business saw a rapid growth, and the mobile revenue growth was leading in the industry. Leveraged our peer-best 3G network coverage, leading in width and depth, the great variety of smart devices, and the proliferating mobile internet content, the scale of mobile subs recorded a fast expansion. Our total number of mobile subscribers increased by 34.15 million to 160 million. And the subscriber market share was 14.5%, representing an increase of 1.5 percentage points year over year. The number of 3G subscribers increased by 32.76 million to over 69 million, accounted for 43% of the total mobile subscribers, an increase of 14.3 percentage points from 2011. In 2012, the data traffic operation commenced successfully and achieved a satisfactory result. The mobile data service effectively enhanced consumer experience and value. The mobile ARPU rebounded to 53.9, up by 2.8% year on year. Regarding the mobile network acquisition, in last August, we announced the acquisition of mobile network assets from the parent company and completed the transaction at the end of 2012. The final consideration was 87.2 billion. The initial payment of 25.5 billion was settled in January 2013. The deferred payment of 16.17 billion is payable in 5 years, with the first year interest rate of 4.83% per annum. Through the acquisition of mobile network, we are able to integrate the network with service offering, better coordinate the mobile network investment, construction, operation management and system upgrade, and save the rapidly rising mobile network leasing fee. Hence, operating efficiency and the company value are enhanced. On CapEx, the company put a great emphasis on building the superior network to effectively support its rapid business expansion and to improve its core competence. In 2012, we invested 53.7 billion in the wireline business and continued the implementation of Broadband China Fiber Cities project. The investment in broadband was around 67% of the total capex. In 2012, the capex in mobile, which was taken up by the parent company, amounted to 18.8 million. In 2013, the capex budget in wireline and mobile network will be 55 and 20 billion respectively. From 2011 to 2013, we will continue to carry out the Broadband China Fiber City project and intensively implement fiber network upgrade. It is expected that the fiber network will be expanded into building and residential areas in most cities by the end of 2013, with customer access bandwidth of more than 20 megabit per second. In respect of mobile network, we will focus on network optimization and expanding the capacity in high data traffic area, reinforcing the network strength. Dividend. Taking into account shareholders' return, cash flow of the company, and the capital requirement of the mobile network acquisitions and our future development, the board recommended a final dividend of 8.5 Hong Kong cents per share for 2012, being the same as the previous year. In the future, the company strives to increase profit, paving the way to high dividend. looking forward, we are optimistic about the future. The increasing popularity of smart devices and mobile internet applications, as well as the continued informatization in society, will bring huge potential for the company. We will grab the golden opportunities, leverage on the broadband and 3G business advantage to further pursue the strategic transformation. We will speed up the scale development of the core businesses, namely mobile, broadband, and industry applications, and accelerate the nurture of emerging business, realizing the sustainable growth of customer and corporate value. Let's invite President Yang Zhe to introduce our business development. Thanks, Chairman Wang. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. I'm going to introduce our business performance in 2012. This table shows the company revenue breakdown and changes, and we'll further elaborate in the following slides. In 2012, leveraging 3G network and service strength, the company captured the opportunity brought by the migration from 2G to 3G to rapidly expand the scale of mobile business, particularly the 3G business, delivering the strong mobile revenue growth. The total number of 3G subscribers is about like 69 million, and taking up about 43% of the mobile subscriber base. The mobile ARPU rebounded as a result of the substantial increase in proportion of 3G subs of high ARPU. Means the ARPU rebounded from 52.4 to 53.9. Smart devices have been increasingly popular, and the price performance factor is also improving. There are approximately 380 models of smart devices available in the market, with the sale volume of approximately 41 million units in 2012, representing 1.4 times increase over the previous year. With the diversification of mobile internet applications, there are also over 180,000 applications in our e-serving app store. We continued our data traffic operation strategy by pushing the development of and promotion of application, strengthening 3G application coaching, experience-based selling, boosting smartphone adoption, and enhancing mobile data products and pricing. We saw the rapid growth from mobile data business, which is becoming our key revenue driver. The mobile data revenue for 2012 was 43.6 billion. Up by 47% over the previous year and accounted for 47% of mobile service revenue. The company has cultivated customer habit in data usage, and the monthly average data traffic of a 3G handset subscriber increased by 26% year on year to 134 meg. Mobile handset internet access revenue increased by 1.4 times year-on-year to over 12 billion. The company also provides internet access in hotspot area through Wi-Fi to divert mobile data traffic, which effectively improved customer experience and saved capex for the mobile network. During the year, the company added about like 280,000 Wi-Fi access points, and our total number of Wi-Fi access points increased to around like 100,000. In 2012, revenue of wireline business of the company improved to 165.3 billion, up by 1.8% as compared to the decrease of 2.2% in 2011. With our strong fiber network and ICT service capability, we speeded up the development of the growth businesses, such as wireline internet access, VAS, and integrated information services, which effectively offset the decrease in wireline voice revenue. We successfully slowed down the decline in wireline voice revenue through the integrated package offering. The operating risk of the company was effectively alleviated as the proportion of the wireline voice revenue further reduced. The broadband service maintained strong growth in spite of mounting competition. The broadband subscriber base increased by 13.31 million to 90.12 million. Revenue from wireline broadband was 16.7 billion, up by 9.8% year-on-year as a result of the rapid growth of subscriber base. In response to keen competition in broadband market, the company flexibly adjusted the tariff to enhance the competitiveness and further penetrated into the rural areas, leading to pressure on broadband ARPU. However, by promoting bandwidth upgrade, and company managed to stabilize the rate of decline of broadband ARPU to approximately 7.8%, with improved experience and satisfaction of subscribers supporting the effective scale expansion of the broadband business. Currently, the penetration rate of the household broadband in China is around 38%, which represents a huge potential for development. We will continue to leverage our advantage in fiber network and services to provide subscribers with differentiated services, driving the growth of broadband businesses. Let's look at the wireline VAS and integrated information service. The comprehensive proliferated VAS and integrated information services set to nurture new growth engines and pull the core business growth. For the IDC and cloud computing business, the company centralized its operation by integrating IDC resources and standardizing tariffs to strengthen its competitiveness. We also established specialized cloud service operating unit and optimized the product and application to boost the rapid growth of data business revenue. In 2012, wireline VAS and integrated information service maintained steady growth and recorded revenue of 31 billion, up by 3%. In particular, revenue of IDC business increased by 40.5% year-on-year to 3.9 billion. In 2013, we will further promote profitable scale development, leveraging leadership in innovation and services with enhanced quality and return. To maintain the leadership of our service, we will create the comparative advantage on services for our core businesses and innovate the servicing approach in order to improve the customer experience. To maintain our leadership in innovation, we will speed up the construction of intelligent pipeline and integrated platforms to attract data traffic and enhance our value. We will also deepen the structure and mechanism innovation to boost vibrancy. We will further capitalize on our strength and differentiated initiative to accelerate the development of the three core businesses, 3G, wireline broadband, and industry applications. Will also accelerate the nurture of the development of emerging business to drive our sustainable growth. The company will strengthen the efficiently centralized business operations and precision management to improve efficiency and effective use of resources. Now, let's invite Madam Wu, our CFO, to present the financial performance of the company. Thank you, President Yang. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I will now present the financial performance for 2012. In 2012, the operating revenues were 283 billion, up by 15.5% year on year. Operating expenses were 262 billion, up by 18.5% year on year. Net profit was 14.9 billion, down by 9.5% year on year. Free cash flow was 12.4 billion. In 2012, the company appropriately increased the cost initiative to expand the business and drive sustainable growth. The operating expenses of the year were 262 billion, accounting for 92.5% of revenue, an increase of 2.3 percentage points year on year. Elaboration of key changes is as follows. Depreciation and amortization decreased by 3.4 percentage points to 16.5% as a percentage of revenue, mainly due to the continuous prudent control of CapEx. Network operations and support expenses increased by 1.7 percentage points to 23.3% as a percentage of revenues, mainly due to the increase of mobile network leasing fee by 34%. Personnel expenses decreased by 0.9 percentage points to 15.1% as percentage of revenue, mainly due to the control of salary increment for senior employee, although the incentive for talent and frontline staff increased. SG&A expenses increased by 2.4 pp to 22.3% as a percentage of revenues, mainly due to the increase in selling and expenses by 32% to drive the scale operations of mobile and broadband services. Other operating expenses increased by 2.5 percentage point to 14.3% as a percentage of revenue, mainly due to the increase in procurement of smart terminal, resulting in increase in cost of mobile terminal sold by 80%. In 2012, the company's capex was 53.7 billion, and the investment was tilted towards high growth, high value business and areas. The capex structure of 2012 was basically similar to that of 2011. In order to reinforce our broadband network leadership and core competence, the company accelerated the FTTH constructions in city areas in southern China. The investment in broadband and internet was 67% of total capex. As well, the company accelerated the constructions of cloud data center and integrated information applications. Investment in VAS and integrated information service was 13% of the total capex. Investment in wireline voice service was controlled to 1% of the total capex. The company acquired CDMA network from the parent company at the end of 2012 at a consideration of 87.2 billion. Upon completion of the acquisition, our total debt to total capitalization ratio was around 27%, and the net debt to EBITDA ratio was 0.7 times. The financial position of the company remained sound and healthy, which provide effective support for the sustainable development of the company. The company will further strengthen the position management to achieve profitable scale development by the following measures. First, we will focus on expanding market share and value creation through implementing the market share-based resources allocation and performance evaluation system. Second, capital and financial management will further centralize. We will timely provide financial service support for new business. Third, the company will comprehensively adopt refined performance evaluation unit and foster return-oriented appraisal and incentive system. Fourth, we will strengthen our internal control, in particular on the key and special businesses. Fifth, the company will enhance the efficiency of resource allocation utilization through optimizing cost and investment structure to promote efficient scale development and maximize values for customers and shareholders.